Henda, you are now entering a space for Black history. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur.
We got 107 views!
Welcome to episode of this podcast and chill.
We are back.
Is it like a standard for you to greet it?
We got a special announcement to make today, 7th of November, 2020. Give it up for the one and only Saul Penuka. So the next milestone, Saul, are you ready for this? We're trying to fill up Sunbet Arena in Pretoria for our 1 million subscribers event.
1 million?
1 million.
Hey, but I'm scared about this one, Saul.
Maybe we should roast them back, man. Because we got some jabs we can throw, bro.
Nah. They must just roast us, man. Last time I'm still traumatized. Last time I went on stage to roast people. Fuck, I'm still traumatized. Tabo Besta is a problem,
guys. The question is, he going to stay alive?
That's what he's asking.
I'm asking, is that, will he survive?
Have a shot. That's why this complex life shit is fucked up, dog. Because who do we go to in a complex?
It's complex.
I don't know if you saw Penduka, but the chillers were coming for us, saying they hate the sober Saul and Mac. They miss the drunk. And
when was this? Don't lie.
Previous episode, yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, in the comments. Did you guys see?
Show me.
Oh, come on.
You know I'm not in the comments now.
But now I have to go to the previous episode. Trust me. Take my word for it. I read the comments.
And do you?
Yeah, they say they miss us drunk.
Oh, yeah?
Asbabonisa, boy. Let's take a shot, my boy. Asbabonisa.
Sub-shy,
yeah, you need it even more than I do.
Let's
take a shot, my man. Let's take a shot.
And plus, Nina Dash Lapo.
Yeah. Let's go, my boy.
Manje ama chila as influencer kuthi sibe under the influence. And an influencer ngapho.
And remember when you were too drunk, they're like, yo, you're fucking up the show.
That's why.
Which one is it?
Drunk, are you fucking up the show when you're sober? Why are you sober? That's what I told you. Don't stay off the comments, man.
No, but we have to. They pay our bills, dog.
Well, that's very true.
But they are toxic. They're toxic.
No, it's just that I'm an overthinker. So it's not even like a personal thing. I'm an overthinker. So one thing, the one foul thing gets in my head. You know, that's why even Twitter.
What's the worst you've read about?
Yes. I can't remember.
Yeah.
The worst, I can't remember. Because it wasn't that, like, it. I can't remember. The worst. And that's good that I can't remember. If I could remember, it would mean I'm walking around with the worst things said to me in my head floating somewhere, and I can just pull them at will. So I couldn't remember.
I've seen something that I can never forget.
Which is about you?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did they say?
Someone wrote, I can never forget this. It shocked me. Mm. It said, Ghost Lady must heal her vagina and focus on a cheating husband.
Oh! Why would that hurt you? I would never cheat on you.
No, it didn't hurt. I just said I'd never forgot. Like, it was like, yo.
And what's wrong with your vagina? Why are you
doing this? Did they see your vagina? Like, that's the weirdest, insult. That's like the weirdest fucking insult.
Yeah,
that is the weirdest insult.
It's so weird. I was like, wow, what's wrong with my vagina?
But what does your vagina need fixing?
Here we go, Penduka, to getting white boy drunk, yeah?
Yeah, you're getting white boy drunk. Yeah, oh, good
let's
luck.
Go, let's go, let's go.
Whoop, whoop.
Last time I got white boy drunk, was a mess.
Botswana.
Ah!
Let's go, puppy. Let's
go,
puppy.
Cap, or are you in your talk show as a steez? Good intentions. What is this? What's this hat called, man?
I don't know. I found it the other day. I'm like, oh, this is pretty dope. Let me try it on the show.
Oh, like making guazi. It's like that talk show. I haven't seen someone wear this in a while. Yeah. We were like Samuel L. Jackson and Morgan Freeman and they wear these kind of hats and the Kangol hats. Yeah. Yeah, interesting, huh?
Anyway, let me do a live read before we get too drunk.
If you've got hunger for the best entertainment, subscribe to the biggest podcast in Africa. Yes, that's right. Podcast and Chill, whether it's on YouTube and everywhere else you find your podcast. How many subscribers we've got? I think today we're sitting on 917,000.
900 and something.
Yes.
Or maybe 959.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're 959.
959.
Hey. Hey, that was fast.
Before we bring it home, you know?
Yeah,
before we bring it home.
And what's more, Access is offering all the chillers half price on blazing fast internet. Click on access.co.za and use the promo code MACG50. That's MACG50 at checkout and get your 50% discount on the Access MTN LTE service, excluding routers for the next 3 months. You heard it right. Get access and pay less to live the high-speed connected life. Whether you're into gaming, streaming, and all your favorite socials, what are you waiting for? Get more connected for less, only with Access. And speaking about things to celebrate about, right? 30th of July, San Peterina. I didn't use it right there.
No. I'm thinking something else. Totally.
What are you thinking about?
Gaming. It sounds like a gay Chinese guy. Well, you said if you want to eat into gaming or whatever, I'm like, gaming. Wow.
So Penduka, 30th July is confirmed. SunBet Arena. We're trying to fill it up for the first ever podcast to be broadcast live in this magnitude. It's never been happened before. The only person who's done it is Joe Rogan, but in Africa, no one's done it. We're trying to break the record. We're trying to fill up SunBet Arena with 8,000 people doing a live podcast.
Yo.
So, yeah, 30th July, that's the last date we have, guys. We can't move it after.
Okay, we can't.
Yeah, no.
But so far confirmed, we've got Celeste in the building.
Whoa.
Celeste and Tuli.
Celeste and
Tuli. Oh, heavenly lover.
Eugene Kosa is going to be joining us.
Oh, Eugene Kosa. Okay. Shout out.
Okay. Mpo Pops is going to be joining us.
Oh, he's family Pops.
Yeah, bro.
Shout out.
So when we open the show, they're going to do like a roast of the podcast. They're going to roast me. They're going to roast you and have some fun with that. Cool, maybe we should roast them back, man. Because we've got some jabs we can throw, bro.
Nah. They must just roast us, man. I'm still traumatized. Last time I went on stage to roast people. Fuck, I'm still traumatized. No thank you. No rebuttal. Let them roast us.
So then after the roast, we're going to do a live recording with our chillers. We'll do a Q&A. They'll ask us questions.
Oh, nice.
Boom, 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 boom. Mm. We'll have fun with that. And then after that, the performances start. We've got Gabza the Small.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. God of my piano.
Still confirmed.
We got my boy Musa fucking Keys.
Oh. Ding, ding.
Lastly, we got the Queen of Venda. Fuck it, man. The Queen of Africa. Makazi.
Makazi. Yeah. Solid, man.
Okay. So make sure you get your tickets right now. Check out the link in the description below. And if you're a member or a Patreon, you can get discount on the tickets. So yeah, 30th July, SunBet Arena. Let's fill it up. Let's make it
let's
happen.
Let's go.
Otherwise, Henda, what do you mean? Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. So Penduka's here. Black Studios here. Kanye's here. Ghost Lady's here. Fat Chica couldn't make it.
Fat Chica couldn't make it.
Yeah, she's at a funeral, man.
She's at a funeral.
I think her grandmother passed away.
Oh, shame, man. Sorry, fact
So Tato,
checker.
Can you...
Tato, can you be the fact checker?
Yeah, for the day, man.
We heard fact checking is sexually transmittable.
Keep it in the
family.
Man,
it's sexy for my... So. No?
Simpiwe is here as well, man.
Yeah?
Atini?
Yeah?
We're going to put you in trouble.
We're going to put you in trouble.
Why? Why do you keep saying
why?
That?
Why? Why?
Are you like in a committed relationship?
Yes.
Oh.
And you promised not to speak about it on the podcast. So when we speak about it, he said he's in a committed relationship.
Oh, you. So who are you cheating on?
We need to check that fact.
Yes. Yes, okay, we need to check that fact.
No. So apparently Tato is in a committed relationship and it's not with... the fact checker.
Okay. Yeah, she did.
Ukhululile for wena, yes.
Yes.
Ukhulumile, oh, ukhulumile. Oh, ukhululile. Yeah, uthena ngimzwanga, oh, wendi fact checker khuluma. Uthena ngimzwanga.
Ukhumulile.
Mara, value is speaking in tongues.
You're speaking in tongue. Hey, evalbo valanga matangs. Amatang. Shangum tangana. Yes. Got a sick boy. Sick boy, that's a baby.
I'm kidding. What happens in Val stays in Val, right?
Yes. What happens in the Val stays in Val. He said, you know better, man. Because there's Ako. Messing us vula. Sis Kipe. Sis Dage.
Penduka, where do you want to start, man? What caught your eye this week? Where do you want to start?
Bro, obviously, I was glued, you know, to the Tabo Besta thing.
Are we starting with Tabo already?
Tabo Besta is a problem, bro.
Guys, aren't we Taboed out yet, man?
No, we haven't seen even the best of it, bro. We need to fucking get into it. Yeah. I can't wait for the courts, the trial to get begin. Did you hear the fucking calls? I sent them in the group.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you hear?
Oh, that call.
Yes.
So is that him, Vele?
That is him, because if you cross-reference the audio.
Yeah.
Can you play the audio?
Yeah, let me play the audio. I'm finding it now.
Oh, okay, we don't know WhatsApp the source. Chat, yeah? Sorry, we can't credit you. We don't know the source, but yo, man. Well, the source is Tabo Besta and Nandipa, clearly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm finding it. You sent it in the group, ne?
I sent it in the group. If you WhatsApp Web. Mm. Bro, the way you was talking to her. But the thing is, before we get into it, some people have a theory that it was when they were going to get caught that they did, it was an act, that phone call. Mm-hmm. Because I checked out, there's a psychologist who goes and obviously researches for, you know, to further the study and to obviously catch criminals in their tracks.
Okay.
And he interviewed Tabo Besta. And it's on YouTube.
Yes. Yeah.
So now I cross-reference the voices. Obviously, he's irate. He's angry when talking to Nandipa. Mm. But you can tell it's the same voice. Mm. That is the man. That's him. Mm. Yo, he's abusive. Mm. What do you mean? I'll come and take your ass. Mm. I'm the man in this house.
Let me play.
You're a wife.
If I call you and you don't fucking pick up this phone, uzosola impilo yakho. Says one.
I understand why you're saying this, Tom.
No,
why
no, no, no. I don't care if you understand or don't understand. You are doing your own things. And I told you, you don't do things in this house. Do you understand that? You don't miss Mamela Nandipo. The fact that you were upset and you blocked my number, that was the last time in your life, a number. If you ever block my number, you will find you and your clothes on the fucking streets. You will never block me. I run this house. I suffer for this house. You will not block me. Do you hear me? I block me this time. I will drive to Johannesburg and I'll take your ass and I'll show you what I'm doing.
Where is he driving from? From prison?
I don't know. I think maybe it's after he escaped. Maybe it was out.
And if I ever fucking call this phone and you don't pick up, I don't want you to make me frustrated. I don't want you to make
I'm shocked he knows Vernac, man.
Why?
Nothing. He's like Indian.
Tabo.
Tabo.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. An Indian Tabo.
Tabo.
Hey, man, you know our head of graphics, Turf, his surname is Besta.
Yes, Turf, his surname is Besta.
And he also looks a bit Indian on a different angle sometimes.
Yeah.
Hey, let's call Turf. Hey. No, let's call Turf. Yeah, for real, Turf is Besta. I knew I heard.
Yeah,
look
at Turf Besta.
Hey, no, let's ask Turf. What's going on?
We'll call. Let me finish playing the thing.
Okay, yeah, finish playing it, man.
Angry. A long time. You go and do your own thing. Do you think I am stupid? Do you not think that I have a tracker on you? Do you not think I have people fucking following your fucking ass? Don't you think what I'm looking after your fucking safety? You think I don't know what you're doing?
I don't understand that shit.
So let me advise you for the last time. If I come to Joburg and you don't have your fucking affairs in order, you will regret it with your life. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Did you hear me? Did you hear me?
I hear you.
I will kill you and him. Do you hear me? I will fucking murder both of you.
Who's him?
Mamelala, lalelala, don't fucking raise me. Don't upset me. Yesterday he created a story. The other weekend, one something. Unfortunately, I'm politically connected. It means that whoever is close to me, they will be tracked by my people. You are in 24/7 on surveillance, if you didn't fucking know. Now you know. Every fucking move you make, when you drive to Natai's house, when you drive to Matt's house, how long you stay there.
Max, I know. Nah, not Max.
So after the interview, you...
Nah. Matt's house.
Matt.
Hey, gumnanda, pa, yeah.
Bro. Max's
you guys
house.
Are stupid. You guys are stupid.
When you drive to Max's house.
Yeah.
There's another one.
Yeah, yeah, it continues.
So if you play, just play the YouTube where they interview him so that we can actually
We've played in the previous episode.
Yes, no, just a quick clip to hear the voices that it's the same guy. Mm. Fucking nuts, right?
Like, it doesn't have like a deep voice.
Because I told people to call us the boys. I said, no one said, everyone said, no, they will find you if they find you. If they look, if they want
same
you.
Same voice.
Yeah, same voice. That's the first time I heard him speak. It's the first time I heard him speak.
Yeah, yeah, all of us.
So I heard another theory.
What did you hear?
That they released that clip so she can get acquitted. Like it was all staged.
So, what? So you heard that the dialogue here is staged,
yeah,
or it was real, but only gotten released now for Nandipa's sake?
No, I heard it was staged. So while they're on the run, they formulated this plan to release this recording and say what he said there, so she can get acquitted. You know, so she can say that, you know, I was under duress, whatever the case may be.
Yes.
Mm, and that's why it came out after they got released. And if you check, because Mushandiki.
He was
trending because he was communicating with Dr. Nandipa, like when the news broke out. Did you see those snaps?
Damn, I didn't. I just saw Musa laying in bed in her practice and he was getting his face done.
Yeah, so the snaps where her and Musa are talking and she's like, no, Mushe. They're like, yo, no, these people are lying. Do you know who Ground Up is? Who are these people? We need to find them. They're spreading rumors. We'll be fine. Thank you for being my friend. Boom, 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 boom. Now, if that's someone that's under duress, like that telephone call insinuates, then why would you say that? You know? You'd be want to say, yo, dude, I need help. I need to get out of this. Can you help me?
Devil's advocate, mm-hmm, right? That's because, number one, you know, you alluded to this, but you said he's a genius, but he's smart.
I didn't say he's a genius.
No.
Wait.
You said he's a
headline,
genius.
Headline, Mac G says Tabo is a genius.
You said, you did, and I said, nah, let's correct you there, but we can admit that he's smart. He's got brains. You know, I mean, this nigga dropped out in grade 5 from school or wherever, and then he was getting clapped for by celebrities, business people, and he was live on a Skype all the way from prison.
Bro, this guy is the professor. Right now we're in Project Tanzania. This is one of Project Tanzania.
Yes, I mean, you heard him in court. He was like, he said he wants to know how he got extradited. Right now, he's about to say he's not Thabo Burst.
Yeah.
He was like, look at that guy, look at me, we're different.
Yeah.
I swear to God, it might even work.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is, he's very smart, right? And say this call, let's say this call is real. And he really legit got her to believe, and I'm playing devil's advocate. He really got her to believe that she has no way out because she's seen him pull off things from behind bars. She knows that he has money, probably the reason why she's with him, right? Sponsored part of her lifestyle from behind bars, orchestrated all these things, orchestrated his escape, paid for it, and obviously he just said, listen, you just get bodies. Do this, do that.
Yeah.
Don't worry about inside. There will be a fire in my cell, whatever. So she knows what he's capable of. So, and at the same time, maybe she's in love. Maybe the dick was good. So it is possible that still, even if she's under duress, she won't say to Mushe, No. Remember she posted, unless it's our best, our Insta account, put up the screenshot where she said business will ensue as usual at her practice in Sandton.
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, hey, bro, we just saw you tell her best at Woolworths. What do you mean business? And then she realized that, fuck, she has no business opening a business in Iran.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, it's still possible. When someone has a hold on you and their fingers are so deeply gripped inside of you, or nails, it's difficult.
I don't know, man. I disagree with you. I think the way she's moving, dog, if you scrutinize her movements...
I believe you, but I'm playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, if you scrutinize the way she's moving, she was in on this all along, and she's always known, right, what was going on. I mean, if you look at all the moments where the camera is not on her, the spotlight is not on her, she...
Where now?
So, for example, the video... where they're asking about the car in Zimbabwe.
Oh, yeah. Remember that video?
She's very nonchalant. Wait, she's like, okay.
Carbon auto.
You understand?
Yes.
She doesn't look like someone who wants to get out of the situation.
Yeah.
True.
Right?
Yes.
Moshe is talking to her in confidence. She doesn't know that one day this is going to be leaked to the to social media or whatever the case may be. And she's confiding in someone who she thinks is a friend. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. If you're under duress, that's a perfect time to say, Chomi,
help.
And I believe you because, you know, sometimes there's, and I think there's a few movies we've seen this, and it also does happen in real life where ghost lady, perfect example, you're a lady.
Yeah.
Right? Guy comes in the car or you get hijacked or whatever, and he's driving now and you're practically...
Are you sure she's
kidnapped.
A lady? Because she has to heal her vagina.
Hey. Maybe I had a surgery.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
I had surgery. Yeah. Hey.
Yes, Kanye.
Maybe that's why it's connected so, you know?
Who said Naga's cheating, bro? You know, if Naga's cheating, there's no hope for us. Eh?
You know exactly.
If Naga's cheating, there's no hope for us, dog.
Naga would never cheat.
Like, you'd never.
Naga is like the all-star rocker, like LeBron of not cheating. Like, he's like Michael Jackson of not, he's Michael Jordan of not cheating. Naga is Naga, man. Like, and I know by saying this, we're causing you problems because most women will want him because of that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he's a fucking fabulous guy. He's fantastic.
Sorry, yeah. Continue, yes.
Yeah, like when you rob a lady, you drive in the car, either your car or her car, and you get pulled up. She will play along, but there will be signals that they send to the person, maybe the cop who just pulled them up. There'll be signals, you know? She'll play along,
yeah.
But maybe she might wink, maybe she might say something.
Mm.
Because especially when, with Umushe, this ground up thing, the jig was up.
Yeah.
The whole thing was finished, it was over.
Yeah.
You're right, that was the time to say, yo. But people don't think the same. And also when it comes to, I mean, she's intelligent. I mean, she's a doctor. You know, she studies, she's smart. But there's also a different side of being smart. And maybe she doesn't have that.
Dr. Nandipa, if you're watching this in prison, next time you're in court, if you're in duress, just wear a face mask so we can know that you're in duress.
Yeah, look down also. Don't make eye contact with the camera. So if you're in duress and then Nandipa, you are forced. Don't make eye contact. Hide your face. Wear a mask.
Wear the Nike hoodie.
Just do it.
Oh my goodness, guys.
Because you're right, though. But hey, but still, though, to do. I mean, she was picking up bodies. Now there's a murder charge.
Mm.
And then, so what happened to the bodies? Because she didn't bury the bodies, apparently.
The bodies. What happened, ghost lady?
No, I need to remember, it was a whole story that she went to claim the body, right, for burial, claiming that she is the wife of Thabo Best.
Customary wife.
Yes, customary wife.
Yes.
And then when they were handing her the body, then someone came who was the Thabo Best's mom, said, no, I don't know this woman, and that's where they took back the body. So I think the body ended up being, like, held there at the mortuary because...
Yeah, and then there was an article saying that she put Voros and something else in the coffins of the bodies that she stole. So if they dug up the coffins, yeah, Voros and...
Voros?
Yeah, Voros and
how
something else.
How many kilograms
else.
Of Voros can make up a human's weight?
Yeah. I don't know. But I saw an article. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. In poop, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Let me show you.
No.
Voros in the bodies.
Fucking poop, millimil.
Voros, Dr. Nandi, but
so it's Voros, Dr. Nandi. Which, where are you?
Vars.
Yes.
Oh, fucking lie. Vars.
Yes.
Vars.
With this story,
Here we go.
Dr. Nandipa replaced stolen corpses with vars and maize meal.
Maize meal. Maybe she misheard Tavo on the phone. It was like,
Now this is where it gets crazy.
With such poverty, yeah?
This is where it gets crazy. I heard another theory, right? So there's a guy on Twitter who happens to be Thabo Bester's friend. They grew up together in Kibler Park. So he's been having a thread of, like, you know, his own version of what's going on. Okay. Yeah. And according to him, he says the reason why, he says, like, first of all, Thabo Bester, 100% con man. He's been doing that all his
career
life, right?
Criminal.
So he's not shocked by that.
Yes.
But he thinks rape and murder is something Thabo wouldn't do because women used to throw themselves at him.
Yeah, because he's a pretty boy.
Right?
He's a pretty boy.
So he thinks, with a baby. This is this guy, not me, right? This guy thinks that, who's this now?
Who's this?
Hi, guys. How are you? Hi, how are you?
Hey, bro. What's up? How are you? Who are you?
I'm Tabile. I work in PR. For
yes.
You work in PR for who?
For May Management Consultancy.
For May?
May Management. Yeah, so I'm sorry, guys.
Okay, now come in. This stranger just walked in.
Yeah, he just walked in.
We don't wanna maybe sent by Thabo Bester.
Hey, my man. Hey,
suddenly we die live. Suddenly we die live on the podcast.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
stand right. Oh, you came with Khosi. Hey, how are you, Khosi?
Khosi, who are you?
Khosi.
Khosi.
Oh, Khosi, one big brother. Hey, Khosi.
How are you, Khosi?
Khosi, the millionaire. Let's play. Who wants to be a millionaire? Hey, Khosi. No problem. It's fine now. You don't need to. It's fine. Now he wants to be on air. Now he wants to be famous. No, it's fine. Khosi.
Hey.
Hey,
Welcome.
Oh,
cool. So where was I? Yeah.
Yeah. So you saying the friend is like rape and murder, unlike him, because he always gets the girls.
100%.
But before you go on, rape is not about whether you can get the girls.
Yeah.
It's a power thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a power.
You know, it's a power and a domination thing. It's not about someone can throw themselves at you, and you go with them at home and rape them at home because you want to do it your way. So, and that's power and control. Go on.
His theory is that Thabo Bester took a fall for a politician's child. So a politician might have raped or killed someone, and Thabo took the fall, and that's how he has the connections.
I can believe that. Why? Because in one of the articles written by Mzilikazwa Africa, who's also been one of the journalists on The Pulse with the story, he said that there's a businessman who Thabo was working with, but obviously it's that whole Skype thing and he's always out of the country, you know, Tom Mutepe. Like, what Tom, I know. He's fucking in New York again or Bangladesh or wherever.
Yeah.
And then the guy obviously did research. He's got his resources, you know, and found out, no, Thabo Bester, that's that Facebook rapist guy. And when he confronted him, Thabo Bester said, okay, you're right. I'm legit about everything else, but you're right. I am in prison. I am this guy. And the reason I'm in prison is because, and he's telling his business partner, just called him out, that I took a fall for two politicians.
Wow.
Which fact checker was there? Let me try fact check this.
Yes.
For two politicians' sons who had done stuff, and he took the fall for that.
And that's why he's living like El Chapo in prison, bro. Niggas getting pizza. All this shit.
Yeah, let me just find it quickly, man.
What do you think, Ghost Lady?
I heard from someone who knows someone who knows someone.
from Naga. Broken telephone. Someone who knows someone.
About the relationship, that yes, the relationship was abusive and people never understood why she even was with this guy because obviously this guy is a thug, you know, this guy is just escaped prison. So people who kind of, who knew in her circle that she's involved with someone who's
this
from
is
prison.
Now, like recently.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
So, and they were worried for her because it was like, girl,
what are
you
doing?
Have all of this. You are literally abandoning everything just to be with this guy. And this has been happening before this all of this came out.
Mm.
Yeah. So yes, the relationship was abusive from that's how I can believe this voice note of him speaking to her like this because of, you know, there are people who have known her and about her relationship have confirmed
that. I saw a status, someone saying every girl has a Dr. Nandipa in them. They just haven't met their Tawa Besta.
It's I can't believe that. Because, like you see with the voice, with the thing we play, the recording. There's a woman out there who is turned on by that.
Oh, yeah.
The absolute domination. Power, disrespect, those dynamics.
Mm.
And then when you come, solo, dignity, democracy, good relationship, it's like, what the fuck? I'm dating a baby or something. Let's not lie. There's someone who gets turned on by that shit.
It's not even turned on. It's because of your traumas and whatever past, you think that that is the resemblance of love. That is someone showing you love.
Yeah, it's a trauma
by them speaking,
reaction.
Yeah. So from them speaking to you so harshly. Maybe that's how maybe you interacted with an elderly male figure or your father was like that towards your mother and you think that's what love is. So it's also a bit of like, but.
So, bro, you're saying it's possible that, he's a con man.
Mm.
He lies and whatnot to make money and live a soft life.
Mm.
But it's possible he took the fall for somebody else.
I think for me that makes sense. It will explain the political connection and the way he moves. Like, he's untouchable, dog. Like, he does whatever he wants. I mean, have you seen those videos circulated of him dancing
in prison?
You know, having a good time. This is a guy who knows, like, he can't touch me.
He doesn't eat prison food. Pizza every day.
You understand?
Or whatever, takeaway every day, Uber Eats. Because, you know, prison runs like the outside world.
Yeah.
Just things are more expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember the guy told us who was
it's
in
a
prison,
boarding school for prison.
Yes, it's literally a boarding school.
Mm.
For, you know?
Mm.
But it's wild though, man. So how much then do you think he got?
Must be a shitload, dog. Must be a shitload. And the question comes now is now that they don't
I was buying Nandipa. I saw a tweet where someone tweeted for last year. That Dr. Nani or whenever, when she bought the cars, that she bought a Ferrari and a Porsche within the space of 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's the type of bastard in prison.
Yeah. Imagine.
But then why would he also still want the limelight so much?
How so?
Fame. No, I mean, like having being the exec behind Century Fox. Remember how he
and the whole public thing.
So why doesn't he just eat his money and you know? Just
did you
like,
see when the bro Martin Court, he wanted to laugh? There's a point where he wanted to laugh, but he held himself.
Oh yeah.
Did you see?
Yeah. And he wanted to talk.
Tabo Besta is our prof. I was like, let him speak. Like, I want to hear what's his game plan. Like, what's going on, man?
I get the trial is in May, right? Do you think he's going to survive until then?
If, vele,
there's a question, is he going to stay alive?
That's what he's asking.
Mm, I'm asking, will he survive? Oh, okay.
Have a shot, Ghost Lady. Have a shot. Have a shot. Please give her a shot, man. Come on, Akren.
Hi. Okay. Hi. Mukai straight. So think straight. Fucking hell. Jeez. That's what he's asking. But will he survive? Will he be alive?
Okay.
Yes. I don't think so. Because I really suspect that there's very powerful people behind him. He's got something on them.
Jeffrey Epstein vibes.
Yes, and they helped him out for a particular reason. Either he was in business with them, either he used to clean money for them, because thanks to Gold Mafia, we realize money laundering is actually around us.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever you look.
And we're the dumbasses who pay tax.
Oh, yeah. Well, then it goes the tax to pay G4S 44 million to run Mangaung Prison. And they've got like 3,000 prisoners. That's like 15,000 rands per prisoner.
Imagine. Yeah, but their contract...
And our minimum wage is not even 15,000 rands.
But their contract is...
It's not over.
It's over in 2026.
No, DCS said they're not going to renew in 2026.
Yeah.
But please calculate from now till 2026. Oh, okay. 44 million times by 12.
How dope was that lady in the committee?
Oh, Guinness Breitenbach. Guinness Breitenbach.
I was like, girl, what's your party, man? I'm voting for that shit.
It's John's DNS's party. Oh, she's in the DA.
Is she?
She's DA.
Oh, okay. I can't say that. They'll come from
Luke home. No, but she was good.
She was amazing.
Look, race aside, political alignment aside, yeah, she was fucking brilliant when those G4S guys were at that parliamentary commission. What is it? What do they call them?
Yeah, whatever it is. The committee.
The committee.
Yeah, committee. Yeah, the committee. The parliamentary committee. She was very... I mean, she asked the brilliant questions. And you could tell that some questions sounded random, but she's building up to something
bigger, really
greater and bigger. You know what I mean? And I was so disappointed. Those G4S guys... They were arrogant. No one wants to take responsibility.
Yo.
With all the hard questions, they'd look at the white guy like...
Yeah.
Even the white guys had no idea. They were just... throwing all the little black guys under the bus. No, for real. They were throwing all the little black guys who worked at the security guards. Like, yeah. Like, who's in charge for the why is there 9 hours of no footage? No. There's a guy who operates these things, and he just turned them off. Yeah? We've dismissed them. It's like they, at the higher ups, the big wigs, had no idea that this shit was happening there.
Yeah. And the that's their story, and they're sticking to it. As well.
Huh?
Towards Biggie Qele as well.
Yeah.
I don't understand Biggie Qele. He's always responding emotionally to valid questions. He wants people to approach him with the approach of, yes, we will. If I meet Biggie Qele at Gonka, I will approach him like that. But if I'm doing my job and I'm a prosecutor or I'm a shadow justice minister in the DA in Parliament, and we're asking him in a committee, a fact-finding mission about how his department has fumbled and didn't perform in a particular case, I'm going to ask him the hard facts and truths.
And it feels like raising his voice means he's right.
No, he's
like
not.
He always raises it. Do not ask me that.
Bro, you're in public office, which means you're a leader, which means we take you in your confidence, which means if you let us down, we've got the right to be angry, to hold you accountable and want answers from you. That's what you signed up for.
Yeah.
If you want to be the boss, open a butchery or a business and hire people and tell them off when they question your command or authority.
True.
But not in a fucking public office. It's so disappointing.
Bro, when I see him, I get Umteto of Vumu vibes.
It's so disappointing, man.
Security.
You work for the public. Yes, you probably have businesses somewhere else, but whatever you're making in your position, it's paid by us, the taxpayers.
So there's a friend of mine.
A patriarchy kind of mindset of like, don't question me. You know, and it's like, no, this is works. This is a workspace. You have to be questioned for your...
You hold public office.
Yes.
You need to be questioned and held accountable.
There's a friend of mine who typed, what could South Africa look like with a new honest government on ChatGPT? You know ChatGPT?
Yeah.
AI thing.
AI.
So this is the answer of ChatGPT.
Okay.
A new South Africa rises from the ashes, a rainbow nation that finally surpasses the shackles of corruption and greed, a future where we will all prosper indeed. The mines once destroyed now thrive, and the people of South Africa survive with dignity and jobs, no longer a dream, but a reality that's here to be seen. No more bribery, no more corruption, a brighter future with a clear resolution to build a nation that's just and fair, where everyone has equal care. The voters of 2024, they will come in long queues just like
like in 1994, with a voice, a choice, a say in their fate for a brighter future. So it's never too late. So let's rise up, let's make a stand for a new South Africa and a brighter land where hope and dreams are within reach and a better life for all is finally within reach. Can one of those talk TikTok
funny.
People take what I just said now, Khoi, you know, like that slow music? It'll be dope. You know those vibes.
This was giving us so much hope, and then brainwashed.
That's ChatGPT.
Yeah, but it's just like nice and poetic. But it will just say there's no corruption and we'll be good. And then it used the little facts, you know, of the long queues in 94. And put them out there. And it Googled when is the last election happening, 2024. Okay. And then to top it off, ANC's tagline was a better life for all. Mm-hmm. And they put it there just towards the end.
Yeah.
Which you could tell is so beautifully calculated from all the little tidbits it knows about South Africans, and then just puts it nice and poetically.
Amen.
But it really took
something from even a Thabo Mbeki's speech. I heard something.
Yeah.
I'm an African.
I'm an African.
Somewhere there. It's very... I'm an African-esque.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. A new episode of Adulting is dropping today. Did you watch episode 4?
I did, bro. I did.
Movies, eh?
Fucking movies, dog. Man, my heart goes out for Eric, man, with the kid.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, imagine you're coming home with your kid from Gold Rush City and then the mom is there with the cops to yank the kid away from you and stuff. That was bullshit. Red flag, in fact.
Yeah, in an age where niggas are trying to be better for their kids. You know, and you're going to deprive them.
And there aren't many. In an age where a lot of niggas... Well, actually, I'm lying, because a lot of niggas do good by their kids.
100%.
There's just that stigma that a lot of niggas don't want to support their kids.
Mm, mm. What did you think, Ghost Lady?
I think, for me, what I didn't like, though, was when his grandmother... I feel like his grandmother is, you know, that those elderly women who are very in denial of your grandchildren's wrongs, and now you kind of a bit like pushing this agenda, like, well, now you are right. Because, you know, both, remember on the last episode where they were even talking about, there was the pastor who was trying to help them, you know, just... Like mitigate the whole issue.
Is that a thing in the hood? Like, whenever there's a problem, you bring in the pastor.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's a common thing. You know, you bring in an elderly, a respectable elderly.
You can, yes. Yeah. I mean, the pastor, like,
let's say when a pastor. Yeah, let's say
it doesn't have to be a pastor. Let's say you and a lady are having problems, you know? And then you just, you go to
an uncle
or whatever, you know what I mean?
And, you know, yeah, but that's from the family. I'm saying that pastor has nothing to do with their family.
Yeah, but sometimes the elders in the family drink pachuchu and get drunk. No, I'm for real. Then
true.
You turn to the to a community leader who's heard and respected by everyone.
Yes.
So it doesn't have to be a priest, but there is a community leader.
Yes.
Nah, it doesn't have to be
normally,
a priest.
It's normally like a pastor. It's just a good man of God, you know, who just wants to everyone.
So
to,
you don't like...
That's why this complex life shit is fucked up, dog. Because who do we go to in a complex?
It's complex. Drop
it, fucking... The body cop.
They don't care. They just want our money, bro.
Yeah.
This complex life is shit.
Nandi Power goes to the body cop.
Drop this fucking thing of yours.
No, man, you're right. But you just call them from Venda. They'll come. They'll drive. Call your mom from Parktown.
Call the Big Five.
Yeah. Know? But so you're not happy with Eric's mom for holding that whole caucus?
I was happy with the caucus of trying to getting the pastor to help them, like, sort of with their issues with Natasha. But it was only afterwards when she kind of pushes this agenda of that, oh, Natasha is this witch and watch what. So it's like, you know what? Remember that there's issues that your son also has done.
True,
there's
things that
he's not perfect either. Exactly. So,
but Ghost Lady, your son in your eyes can do no wrong. You'd probably do the same.
No. But
especially grandson.
Even that's why we have to practice this thing of like being neutral to the situation.
No, I get what you're
saying. Pushing this thing of,
but
like,
look,
when I right, who law or wrong, look, it doesn't help.
Eric, Ikinta, we get it. He's got a daughter, right? He's done right by his daughter. We are supporter, even if imali's on a cash, right? We pandile, la panda corner. He supports and he loves his daughter.
Mm. But the daughter Unatasha, being around
Unatasha,
him.
Slay Queen, Loose, whatever, Gold Digger, whatever, right?
She's just in another relationship. She's just in another relationship, right?
No, but she's a piece of shit.
She's found someone.
She's a shit human being. She's not nice. She's not nice. She's rolling her eyes at the pastor, for example. She's not nice.
Because she doesn't believe the truth. She knows who Eric is.
Yeah, but Eric would never harm his daughter. Eric would never harm his daughter.
No, he wouldn't.
If I fell from grace today and I became whatever, I'd never harm my daughter.
Of like, the daughter is in danger because of the lifestyle you live.
He doesn't go rob cars with his daughter. He takes her to Gold Rift City.
Yes, he's a good dad. But from the from her perspective is that it is harmful. What you do, you're not making money the right way. You belong in prison for what you do.
So you saying she got valid reasons to keep Eric away from his daughter?
No, no, it's not valid. It's not valid because it can be monitored. You see how the pastor was trying. I agreed with the pastor trying to say, okay, whether it's one weekend and all, and instead of just putting this blanket statement where she in her eyes is like, you are a thug, therefore my daughter must stay away from you, or our daughter must stay away from you. So it's like, no, no, regardless of it, at least she can still say, okay, let me trust him and give and give him the time to chill with the child.
I can't believe from the whole episode you guys want to focus on that. You didn't see the hockey club?
No.
The
no,
hockey club.
No, you know why?
Because no, that's the like, part you love.
You know, I'm very passionate about this, man. Fathers having access to their kids and loving their kids, especially being raised by a single mom. I'm passionate about it. So that's
you
why
see,
I'm like,
I'm passionate about a toxic environment.
Yeah, tell me when you're ready to talk about the hockey club. I'll be waiting.
Oh, okay.
Cool,
okay.
We'll tell you,
no,
man.
No, no.
What guy?
Yeah, yeah. No. No, I get you, Saul, but I'm passionate about toxic environments and what all of these things, they add up, what it ends up becoming out of this whole small little things, then it becomes a bigger situation.
And you know what happens?
Yeah.
If, let's say, I'm a heavy drinker, right?
Yeah.
I've got a problem with alcohol. Mm. And I want my daughter to come over for weekends. Then the baby mama has a right to say, I want to see the environment.
True.
Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Clean home. Oh, okay, cool. No problem. She can come if you keep this environment up. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So the guy in the yard is a mechanic. Mm. He fixes cars.
True.
For example. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's all he does. He works and makes money. At night, then he goes and does his thing. And I'm not saying it's a great thing that he does, but give him access to his daughter because he stays home with his granny. That environment is very healthy for a child to come visit.
That's fair. Let's move on to
Did you see when the minister was sucking two dicks?
Hey. Oh, wow.
It's the MEC.
Oh, MEC, yeah.
I saw that. That was a red flag.
Why?
Because she lied. She told him she's going to do... No. She said
the daughter's coming
over.
Yes.
Because she's still settling her divorce.
Yes.
Not settled yet.
Yeah.
So she's not ready for the daughter to see her with a younger man, a Ben 10.
Yeah.
God, she's going to bring Ben 1,000. That's 100. That's 100 Ben 10s. And it was orgies and sucking of dick. MEC. Whoa. Jesus Christ.
How much of that do you think is real life? How much of that do you think really happens?
That's what I'm asking myself. I'm like, is this real life? Is this...
I don't. Think so. That the orgies.
Bro, that's what the hockey club is all about. What are you talking about?
Bro,
yes.
Been to?
No. That's one thing I've yet to be invited to. I can't wait.
You'll never get invited.
Nah.
You'll never. With the podcast,
you'll what? Never get invited.
Already, I can't even talk to people because of you. For sack. Hey, podcast. Spoonables. You know? Imagine you getting invited to an orgy with celebrities and politicians. What would that be? That would be like...
It would be Monday, 3 p.m.
Suicide Squad. What?
Monday, 3 p.m. use.
Oh, imagine. Like,
no, I can keep a secret.
My deepest, darkest secrets.
You can.
I'm also done with telling Meg my deepest secrets. Me and you talk about the weather only.
Don't you think though, Mpo's wife, remember the only married guy in the crew,
yep,
when she didn't want to give him bums in the morning?
Oh, yeah, yes, that's foul.
That was foul. Yeah, that was a red flag. Yeah, yeah. And hold on. Hold on. I'm not saying give him naga bums even when you don't feel like it or want to, but there's a way.
Mm.
I'm not saying women are just sex objects or slaves where we want, just because we paying the bond, we paying the school fees, which is what Mpo does. He supports, you know, in every way possible. He even washes the cars with the kids. But the wife just felt so overwhelmed. But the way she did it, man, yeah, you know?
No, I agree with you.
Like, I'm funny. Hi. And then 2 minutes later after the conversation or the argument, she says, take hand again. That's a red flag. Because now as a guy, you think you're questioning the love. Hey. Well, that doesn't even still exist. Oh. That's a red flag.
Bro, I was at a bar this week, né?
Yeah.
And the bartender, some white girl from Russia, I think.
White girl from Russia?
I think so, yeah. I think what she's bar from Russia.
Which bar? Was it a strip club?
All the bars I go to, it's like black girls from across the border and stuff.
No, man, it was in Parkhurst. You know, one of those.
Oh, those Parkhurst places.
Yeah. So
okay,
she
fair
was
enough.
Saying that there's this club in Germany where they have a fucking long queue, bro. It's so hard to get in there.
Mm?
And they have beds inside. So you can literally sleep there for like 4 or 5 days, right?
Mm.
And then randomly, when you walk into a bathroom, you can find a guy pissing into another guy's mouth. Like, it's wild.
Ugh.
Wild shit.
A guy, why is the guy pissing in the...
That's
other...
what they're into, bro.
Wow. So it's, well, it's a gay club.
Why are you saying gay?
There's gay clubs are not legal anymore.
No, it's a club. Everybody's welcome.
Oh, so anyone fucks anyone?
Yes.
Men, women fuck men. Yes. Men fuck women. Women yes. fuck men.
Everything. No, my.
Oh. I think that's a dope environment.
Mm.
Because, remember, deep down inside, we are just the creatures on earth, as good as animals.
Mm.
And we've got other desires that don't seek to harm anyone, right?
Mm.
Or kill anyone. Just to really be in that element and that zone of make love to whoever you want, be as free as possible. And I think that's a place where everyone is at their freest, mm. if there's such a word.
Mm. Mm.
Really, that's literally... If I'm pissing in somebody else's mouth or I'm pissing up their nostrils, if they consent, that's fine with me. Jesus. You know, if someone says, hey,
what's wrong?
If I'm like, can I piss up your nostrils? They're like, yeah. I'm like, no problem. I'll put my dick in your business. And you put your nose in my business. Fine. And I pee. That's the ultimate level of freedom and expression. So I think that's a great idea. As long as if anyone wants it to stop, it stops. But that's the ultimate level of expression and freedom. What,
you don't consent, because lady.
No, just guys, what happened to germs and just germs? Guys?
Oh,
they're germs.
Do you know how many germs are
in Germany? What do you mean? They're in Germany. Like, there's germs in their fucking country's name. This germ, a big old fucking germ. We don't want to meet Germany. They ain't germs. They ain't Germany.
Oh, wow.
Hey, oh, look at germs.
Hey, man, what do we think about Hakimi's wife or ex-wife?
Hakimi, fuck. Ooh. Hakimi's ex-wife. Hakimi's a hero, legend.
Yeah.
We love Hakimi.
She's a gold digger, ne?
I don't know. Maybe the relationship ended for valid reasons.
Yeah.
But she must go work.
Or to Zimbabwe.
For what?
Oh.
I get it, she's a gold digger. Come on.
Oh, gold mafia. Get it out. Get that up, boy.
In case you haven't heard, Achraf Hakimi, who's a soccer player, plays for PSG
and Morocco.
He did really well in the World Cup.
He's super dead. It took him
lays the blueprint for unscrupulous wives who have many who marry for riches, mm-hmm. and eyeing a hefty payday when eventually she files for divorce. So what happened is that she wanted to divorce Hakimi.
Yeah.
And then she found out that he doesn't own anything under his name.
Yeah.
Despite making millions in his football career, it was reported that his assets are under his mother's name. And that includes his jewelry, his cars, his houses, everything. It is reported that the wife is older than the husband and was 31 years old when they got married. And Hakimi was only 19 at that time. So she got nothing. Zilch. Because he has
years.
Nothing.
Beautiful.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to Hakimi. He's a hero. Like Sawina. Shout out to him.
It's a clever thing to do when you know that, okay, I'm married to someone who's after my money. That's a clever thing to do for any man, you know. And that's,
and sometimes you may not be married to someone after your money. Yeah. You may be with someone who's in love with you and you're human, you're fallible, you make mistakes, and you may one day repeatedly, and then she falls out of love with you and says, I'll take you to the cleaners.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos, the wife, he's a billionaire, the wife.
Yeah, they were just in by love divorcing.
They were together. Yeah. They divorced and she took half.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And she became the richest woman.
Woman on earth mm-hmm. instantly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because of maybe Begachita, and then it became toxic. So I say shout out to him, bro, like for real. And also it seems to work because Michael Owen also did a similar thing where for the longest time in his professional career, it was his mom was in charge of everything, the bank account, what he buys, et cetera. It was his mom. And also it shows that it's a guy with respect. And when the guy still has respect for his mom, he won't fuck up a lot. He won't go out there raping people and killing people, for example. You know? Generally, folks who appreciate their moms generally are decent human beings. So shout out to him, man.
What do you think made Quentin? Hey,
Kulum. You podcast, Lena.
No. You're just saying generally, Oaks who appreciate their moms will be decent human beings. No. There are people who are loving towards their parents and
they're
just fucked up outside.
For real.
Yeah. So it doesn't.
Okay.
You being loving towards your.
I'm corrected. Point of correction. Okay. You know, I'm thinking internally here because I adore my mom.
Yeah.
It's so weird when you say I adored my mom because she's passed away. So you think now you don't love her.
Yeah.
Anymore.
So you don't know what to say. What's the right thing to say? I adored.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, you know, you must love her. She's
difficult, man.
She's still with. No.
Yes.
I adore my mom.
I love my mom.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. She's very.
She's with you in spirit. Yeah. So I guess you can still say that.
Pastor spirit.
Kezo. The drunk soul incoming.
It's just for the pod now.
Oh, there's something that I saw that I think we got to do in SA, bro.
What?
There's apparently in Russia, they started, what is this called? Let me look at my notes. It's called a booty smacking contest. Have you seen that?
In Russia, there's a booty smacking contest.
Yes.
Damn, what are the mechanics? How does it work?
Let me send you on our group so you can see, because we don't have the TV today. So you can see what I'm talking about.
How come we don't have the TV today?
Hey, I don't know, dog.
Black Studio, is it with the TV? It's a Pitori, so Bugala from La Sagu
Mabuna. I just sent it to the group, ne?
Okay.
So this is literally the butt slapping contest. I think we gotta do this because all the biggest butts are in SA, you know that.
No, we've got the biggest butts on earth.
I mean, look,
that's why when I meet a South African man.
Yeah, when you meet a South African man
who doesn't have a woman with a butt, I'm like.
But why?
it's like, yes. What a big butt. I'm like, nigga, it's like we're born in a bar and you don't drink. You know what I mean? Like, all of us. Fuck is wrong with you, you know? But
Not every man is into butts, Pela, guys. Not every man is into butts.
Oh, Noah's shaking his head.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah.
You're not into butts.
You don't like when you see bums.
You're not into bums.
What? Thank you.
You're not into bums.
Thank you. Thank you.
What? It's bombs, yes.
Thank you.
Huh?
You mad?
Yes.
Never.
Now I feel loved.
So look out for a lady on the shop. I'm in Fnook, identify ghost lady. If you want to identify ghost lady,
drop this.
Look out for a shop. You know?
Eh? Not big bums.
You're not into big bums.
What's big bums for you?
Big bums.
Tebukho Thabajane, is that big bums?
That's big.
That's big.
That's big.
I mean, that's standard. That's entry level.
Tebukho Thabajane is entry level of big
entry bumps, level.
Man. Yeah, she's entry level of big bums, man.
But look at this contest. Are you watching when
you're here? Look at this. We're setting the group, eh?
Yeah. Guess so. Let's go. Kesso.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. So, nigga.
Yo, the white girls and their bums are so red.
Can we do this? Can we do this, guys? Road to 1 million.
But it's girls. It's girls hitting the girls.
Yeah, but it's like girl on girl, right?
Yeah, we'll get guys on guys.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Guys on guys. Welcome to get cross-sexing.
We'll do whatever you want to do, my man. Imagine in Germany.
It's Romania also. It's Romania.
Yeah, there's one in Russia as well.
Oh, Jesus. Ooh. So who wins? Is it based on the decibels of the clap, the sound, the loud?
No, you see, they're turning around and you see who's got the, whose ass is more red. That's the person who wins.
But look at black ladies. Mm-hmm. So how are we going to check?
Yeah, we're not going to get the red.
And also people bruise easily. Some people bruise more easily than
than others.
I think we must measure the sound. The loudness of the sound in decibels from the clap or the slap.
Yes. Mm. But we're doing it, Nicholas Lady.
Ha.
Yeah?
On whose bum?
No, volunteers.
Volunteers.
No, we'll have volunteers.
Oh, we're all going to slap your bum.
You don't want to slap your bum? No, come on now. We don't have HR, but we've got some decent.
Mine don't exist. You said you want the proper.
Listen, chillers, if you want to be part of the butt slap challenge, do you just record now? Yeah, if you want to be part of the butt slap challenge, email podcast@thisismegg.com. Everybody's welcome, guys, girls, whatever. Let's have some fun with it, man.
Yeah. If you want to take part, we're not going to be slapping, right? But we're going to be slapping.
No.
If you want to slap, come through. If you want to provide the cushion for the slaps, come through, enter, yeah.
Yeah, first ever butt slap challenge. In SA, road to 1 million.
Let's do a butt slap. Oh, can't wait. Can't wait. Butt slap challenge.
Yeah. Before we go, 7 Dylan, Ben 10, anybody know about that?
What the hell? I heard there's a 7 Dylan guy who killed his lover and then wanted to kill himself.
Yeah.
That's the story.
Yeah, so it's
I don't watch 7 Dylan, bro.
Yeah, I also don't. The actor's like 50-something. He's got a Ben 10. Wanted to kill the Ben 10. And then, did he kill the Ben 10?
Apparently, yes.
So he killed the Ben 10, wanted to kill himself, but couldn't.
He killed the Ben 10.
Yeah.
So was this a secret lover?
Was this
a secret lover or he's opened his gate?
Because I saw a statement from 7 Dylan, because they obviously couldn't release the name of the person, but they were saying that the actor is no longer in the current season or they've already finished recording with the person. So it's a very... Because who's the person? Who's this person?
Philip Peller posted, man. His name is out there already. Even his... So... Oh man, where's fact checker when you need her? Was this guy a secret lover, or was the guy openly gay and this guy was a secret lover?
Cool, here
we go.
Was
a secret gay lover, or is a guy with a marriage and kids and stuff?
Here we go. I found something.
Okay.
According to the news, an actor killed his young boyfriend and later tried to take his own life. Reportedly, a video of a communication officer who explained the circumstances of the murder scene was shared on Twitter by Beast of News. The officer in the video is identified as Warrant Officer Barbara Ann Ferreira, and she's saying a debrief after a 10-111 call to a murder scene in Norcombe Park came through. So yeah, he did commit murder.
Fucking hell.
And he tried to kill himself, but he wasn't successful.
Jesus. I mean, I understand speaking all that Afrikaans can be frustrating, but you're going to have to kill someone. Fucking hell, man.
How did they not release the name, though?
Now, there's a name. Even a picture's out, man.
Is it?
Yeah, let me try. Chillers, please excuse us. I got to go fact check, so we have to do these things ourselves.
Why is Uncle Waffles trending?
Now we see.
Ah, man, Uncle Waffles will trend for nothing.
Oh, it's
Uncle
probably Waffles. Coachella, eh?
No, for Coachella.
Congratulations to Uncle Waffles. The Coachella set showed me nothing but poise, professionalism, and eight, even after those technical difficulties.
Wow.
Oh, she couldn't mix. They call it technical difficulties.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a hushier now, technical difficulties.
What happened?
No, someone tweeted, Toadie_M2 said, congratulations to Uncle Waffles on her Coachella set. She showed nothing but poise, professionalism, and eight, even though after those technical difficulties.
So you're saying technical difficulties are mad. Hey.
Oh, gosh.
I found it.
And you know the stages of homage? There's stage one, stage two.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, no, no. There's stages. There's stages.
Yeah. No, no. I want you to understand these stages.
Yeah.
What's the stage one?
One is like, we just miss a bit. You know, and then you catch it again.
A mix supposed to be just like, two songs play. Then maybe stage one is like,
oh.
Like, ah, never.
All right.
And then, yeah. Then, yeah, it sounds like there's 50 of the horses stepping on one another. That's a train wreck. So there's different stages. Like, there's a slight, you know.
Mm.
Then it's fixed. Guy, you know, then there's like, domestic violence.
Man, that sounds like piano. Now.
Your domestic piano is fighting over one another. They're just like, yeah.
So
yeah, the slight thing is, you know.
Oh man, Ghost Lady, anything you want
to
talk about?
No man, I got the guy's name before we move on to you want to talk about. Phil Impella at Phil Impella news in caps, colons. Actor Greg Pettigrew allegedly guns down his lover and attempts suicide. Allegedly guns down his lover and attempts suicide. Hashtag Legacy SA star is reportedly currently in hospital and awaiting to formally appear before a magistrate and be charged as per South African law. His 29-year-old lover has died, obviously, at the hands of this guy. Here's the guy. You'll put the tweet up and the guy, yeah? Actor Greg Pettigrew, man. Yeah. Yeah.
So horrible. Who? What's his name?
Hey?
Greg.
Greg. G-R-E-G-G. Pettigrew. P-E-T-T. Even though he didn't like TDs. I-G-R-E-W. How are you Googling?
No, no, no. I'm not Googling.
Oh, just writing it down.
Yeah, I'm just writing it down. Yes.
Anyway, Ghost Lady, what do you want to talk about, man?
So, guys, remember I was back on the story about the bums, ne? So, what has been happening on the topic that you guys love so much? Like, so you've got Black China, you know Black China from the States, you know.
She has
gone back and reversed her surgeries, removing all these
everything,
guys, you know. So and
found God, no?
Yeah, she found God. You know, she's a reformed woman, and
I told you all the hoes are in church, bro.
It's bad for the man out there.
Why?
It's not a good climate. It's not a good season.
Why would you say that, sir?
Things are falling apart. I mean, look at our surroundings. Look at the headlines. Look at the stories. Look at, you know, look at the divorce rates.
But they were being praised.
No.
But they were being praised. Wait. Remember, like, everyone was cashing on this whole phase of, you know, getting getting your butt done. The BBL.
It was the Kim Kardashians.
You know, they first did that, and everyone now is reversing.
She's unhealthy, man. Yeah.
So. Now, the problem is that, remember that this whole thing is big now in South Africa.
Yep.
Going to get a BBL is the biggest thing.
Yep.
We're in this phase where you know someone who is currently or has gone to have a BBL.
Mm-hmm.
And now your pioneers there in America, they are removing. Mm. So girls, abandon. Just leave
but
it.
But you know what?
Don't tell girls what to do.
No.
Yeah, you know what?
No, but we follow what is happening in America. Right?
Uh-uh.
We get no. We follow what's happening in America and chiki chiki manje. Like I saw an article where a doctor, I think, in America is saying that these women are coming by the numbers for removal and it costs about $25,000.
In America, I can understand why they want to remove. And also some are badly done because there things can, like you see like how in South Africa, abortions are just available in the backyard. Like Mosa North, you can just pull an abortion contact number. By tomorrow, you're not carrying a child. It's like that side. But the thing is, remember, and it got me thinking, remember what we said?
Yeah.
And that's not the case in America. South Africa literally has the biggest bums in the world.
Yes.
And the best figure to hip ratio
in the world.
On earth.
Yeah.
In the world.
Yeah.
So obviously the girls who are not gifted, when they walk around, it's like, would you be surprised if in Congo they had the highest rate of men who seek penile extensions? Because they've got the longest dicks or the biggest dicks on earth. So when they know that all these women are used to these big dicks, and mine is not so big, I must get mine done. So, in South Africa, Chomoti la, it's a big bum. Moti, it's a big bum. Moti, it's a big bum. Mokula, I see you. It's a big bum. It's everywhere. So, of course, some of the ladies. Everybody's got a big bum in South Africa. It's not. There's no qualification for a nice bum, dog. There's no.
Mokula. What's
that pain? It's a coma. That's why I But no, there's no qualification for a big bum, a nice body. Like, if Faithing gets the kind of body, you can find it on a girl who's unemployed. Who drinks Black Label for breakfast. You can find it in Alex.
What Ghost Lady's trying to say is that.
So I don't blame. What I'm trying to say, hold on, is I don't blame the South African ladies who do it because of we live in such an environment. It's like, imagine if you live with niggas who got nice bodies and you got the ugliest body and you kind of live with that every day. And all the women around are looking at the niggas with the nice bodies. You'll do something to change your body.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. In South Africa, I'm starting to get it because damn, on a shop, you feel like, fuck.
No,
but that's not
fine.
How do you feel?
Wait. You're missing
the
point.
But what if Naga kept on turning every time? Then you wouldn't be as happy. But because he loves you genuinely and Unewa says he's not excited.
Nah, dog. You're missing the point, dog.
I missed the point.
You're missing the point. The point is, the main reason why these girls get these butt things is because of the influence of America.
Let's call them.
Yeah.
Call who?
Who can call, who's had it? Didn't Teboho do a bit of, she didn't put the whole butt, it's hers, but she got fat removed somewhere else and put them somewhere else.
No, man, there's no need to call. We've got all the answers.
A lived experience. We don't need a lived experience, boy. Did you do it and remove it?
So to answer your question, if that was the case, in terms of, okay, there's some women in SA that are feeling inferior, it would have been a norm without influencers.
Yeah.
They would have done it regardless.
Yeah.
But now it became a big movement because of Instagram and a lot of our young girls follow American influencers. So now, if an influencer is getting a butt and whatever, then I need to, because I want to look just like her.
Yes.
Right? But now, that same influencer is now removing it because she's realized that, okay, cool, I don't actually need this, it's a waste
and
of time.
And it's a health risk.
You understand what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Now, as a follower, you are left in the
you're
dark.
You're left with now.
Also, it's got popularized by social media.
Social media. Yeah.
It's not out of a need of there's so many other ladies with big bums.
And the thing is, it's not just about the big bum. It's about, you know, the ratio now. Because it will always, you know, big bums comes in all shapes. You know, you'd find that, okay, you're still big, but you've got the big bum. But now what it was selling, it was this thin, super thin waist, the big. So hence you get the full work done. You get your lift and tuck and nip and then the butt itself as well. So it just got too much.
Yeah,
like there's a certain body that everyone wants to look like. It's not just general. Remember, not everyone looks the same.
It's horrible. Mm. Times have changed. When we were kids, when a girl said she wants tuck money, it was, you know, it was lunch. It was just lunch. School lunch.
No. Now it's nip and tuck.
Now I want tuck money.
Yo, nip and tuck.
It's a whole body.
It's a whole consultation and stuff.
It's time for some announcements. Dubai, we're coming. This Thursday. We're landing in Dubai.
Habibi, come to Dubai. Habibi, come to Dubai.
So tell me, are we going to have an episode next week, Monday? Because when are we going to record?
In Dubai.
We're in Dubai.
On Monday, we're going to drop Dubai.
Yeah,
episode from Dubai, yes.
Oh, wow. I saw you wearing those things. What are they called?
Which ones?
The white dresses.
I don't know, but I'll be wearing it again.
We'll wear it on when we record.
So we're going to be at Paramount Hotel this coming Saturday from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. alongside Taz the Medium.
Shout out, Taz.
Black Diamond as well. And then after that, we'll record a normal Monday episode. It's just that it'll be in Dubai.
What are the laws there, bro? Can we drink?
Because
it's all like halal, right?
Yeah, you can drink. You can drink. But I know they've got a religious thing happening now. So even the clubs are closed until Saturday.
Ramadan.
So I don't know the Ramadan laws. But when I went there, you can drink.
Not in public, though, right?
In public.
Do you drink at a club?
No. I'm not sure, dog. I didn't chill too much in public because it's hot, dog. So wherever you go, you just want to go inside by the air.
Yeah.
Because it's hot. But inside, so Jamera.
We must bring our summer clothes. No need for jackets.
No need for jackets.
Okay. No need for jackets, you sure?
Okay, guys, everybody, we bring summer clothes. Vest, and shorts.
Yeah. Naga coming?
Yeah, Naga's coming.
Hey, Naledi coming?
Yes.
Obvious.
Soul's woman Spire. Is coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My lady's coming.
Yeah.
Spire.
I need citizenship there, so I think
you need citizenship.
Yeah, so I think I might just get it pregnant that side, so we can get citizenship.
But if you fly and she gives the birth of the child this side, it's not gonna work.
Who said she's coming back?
Smart.
Smart.
Hey, I'm kidding. Man. That's I'm kidding. Oh.
That's clever. I'm also going to get pregnant.
That is clever.
I'm kidding. You just need to call the Zimbabwean president for a visa to buy.
No, no, no. Is that pastor?
Umnangok ever win Zimbabwe, you know, on the 27th.
Oh, shit.
He'll be there waiting for you. His people will be there waiting for you. Boy. That pastor, what's his name?
Pastor.
Angel.
Angel.
They're waiting for you. Like,
hey, I want to meet Angel, dog.
Guys, what is happening? You know, that guy, that Angel guy, right? He's so cool. But it's like, he's in all these.
He's so dodgy.
He's in these dodgy deals and this. He's on camera for like, he's the steering.
He's the steering.
Of the whole gold mafia. Yeah. He's the steering. But when he, like even now, go to his Instagram.
Yeah.
When he posts, it's like all those people have never seen the thing. They're like, you're brilliant. Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Bro, church people are massive, man. Get to our Anasuntueni Kostein.
I don't know.
Even in Kenya now, did you see? There's a pastor in Kenya who promised his people that
Jesus is coming.
No, they will go to heaven faster if like they don't eat. 4 people died.
No, no, maybe they too fast.
Too fast. Well, they saw Jesus very fast. Because, like...
he made them fast.
No, for real. Hey, fact check again. Hold on, man. There's a story.
In Kenya also, there was a pastor who brought Jesus.
Here it is. 4 starved to death in Kenya while fasting to meet Jesus. 4 people were on Thursday found dead and nearly a dozen others hospitalized in Kenya, in Kenya's coastal Kilifi County, after being rescued while waiting the imminent end of the world. The victims, who are believed to be members of Pastor Paul Mackenzie's Good News International Church, say they had been told to fast to avoid apocalyptic damnation.
But to his defense, dog, he did deliver what he said. They either in heaven right now.
Yeah, we don't know what happens when you commit it's suicide, technically, right?
Yeah, but
damn, how long do you have to?
There was also another Mozambican pastor who also was fasting and died, because he literally also died as well from fasting. He was trying to be like, you know, I think he did a 40-day
fast. To you, like, more figure, and then, like, I wonder, and it was not even your time. I wonder.
I think it just receives you, like.
Like, gave you all this food. And it was not your time. He had great plans for you. And you starve yourself, you die, now you meet him. Now I'm routine. You're like, what do you think you said?
The Mozambican pastor died.
And I gave you all this food. I had all these great plans for you. And here you are now. You eat. You're here with me. There's nothing to do here, bro. Like,
I think what people always try to do is repeat what Jesus did. And the thing is, you are not Jesus. You are human. It's okay. Live. Do what you can do.
How did Shembe pass away? Shembe. Didn't he try, like...
Who's Shembe?
We grew up hearing that there was a stunt he tried and stuff. Like, to prove, like, a miracle he tried and then...
Is it...
Hey, man, I love the drunk soul, man.
I wish we had the fact checker. No, we're not there. We're not there yet. Yeah. So that Mozambican pastor, he died after 25 days of fasting because he was trying to make it to 14.
So if you don't eat for 25 days.
So these ones for 4 days, what happened with
them? No, it's 4 of them.
No, it's 4 of them.
It's 4 of them, man.
Yeah. I thought it was 4 days.
They stuffed themselves for days.
Yeah.
Nah, man. Oh, so it took 25 days.
But did you see no clip?
So they were like, eat something. Like, no.
No.
Yeah, they didn't eat. You have pastors not eating.
Yeah,
he's
not eating.
He's scared that they're going to poison him.
They're going to poison him. Yeah.
After burying for us.
Yeah.
Dr. Perry Vodas and Millie Mill.
Imagine.
Anyway,
shout out to our members. Make sure you get a discount for the 30th of July on at Sunbed Arena. That's if you remember on a Patreon. Also, a lot of people have been asking me where are the podcast flops. You can get the slides at Via Stores in Newtown and Semi Mark Square in Pretoria.
Shout out.
Anything else, Panduka?
Nah, nothing. Oh, that girl accused Fresh of rape and euphonic. Remember, Fresh had told us that Tiki, I think, paid, and then the girl Nampri owes Fresh and whatever. I saw a tweet, Fresh saying, oh, fuck. Oh, man. So she tried taking Euphonic and Fresh to court so that they pay some whatever. And then the court just threw it out and said, hey, you owe these guys pay. Fucking wild.
What a week.
Let's actually call Fresh and ask him about that.
Eh?
Let's actually call him and ask him what happened.
Oh, I forgot to call Turf, man. You've been wanting to call so many people.
Yeah, let's call Fresh. Let's call Turf.
Let's call Turf.
If he's related to Turf Besta, to...
Please connect my phone.
Turf Besta. Jesus Christ.
But Turf is from the Eastern Cape, though. He's in the Eastern Cape right now.
But it's Besta.
Anything is possible.
Do we have, dog, in the country?
Yes. And I always found that surname weird. I'm like, why are you Besta, dog?
I thought,
no,
he was blowing his own horn. Like, it's not his surname. He's just like, Turf, the best, or whatever. You know? The degrees of comparison, the bestest, Besta, or whatever. What's the surname? Besta.
You're saying, Ghost Lady?
No, I'm just saying the sad thing is that when his mom said that, Utabo Besta was a product of rape, you know?
She was raped by an Indian person, eh?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, that... Oh, fucking hell. That explains the hair. I mean, that's sad, though. That's messed up, man.
It's called Turf. We hope he doesn't have any shitting.
Doesn't mean, you know... I think there are other... Remember another, if I'm not mistaken, we'll check. Another product of rape is Nkululeko.
Oh, yes, Nkululeko culture, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And look at him, he's doing fucking well.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't automatically.
I don't know if he's never, but he doesn't seem to be raping people. So also, it's like, yo, man. But then again, it's also, there's a lot of factors, you know, how you grow up. Nkululeko could have grown up in a nice home, warm, even though he's a product of, but still, like, there's no excuse. It's a decision.
He's not answering. I think he's got load shedding.
Fresh. Adult, you know what you
No. Oh, you want Fresh as well?
Yeah, let's call Fresh. Because he put it out there, like, what happened in court with the girl that pretty much disturbed his career and Euphonic with the rape accusations because they won in court and now she's trying
I'm going to enter him. Some say he's the biggest DJ.
Yeah. Some say. You must read it.
No.
Type playing.
Yo, what up, Big Dog?
What's up, my dude?
You live on the podcast, man. Sol is here, yeah?
Big Dog!
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
It's the only time you're calling me.
Sorry, what?
I'm saying, I know I'm on the podcast. Time you call me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but before you speak, I got to interview you. Some say he's the biggest DJ the country has ever seen. So you need to interview him as well.
So.
How is that it?
How pretty, how prepared, how...
No. Oh, I expected more, my dog.
Exactly. Saul fumbled.
Hey, no, Saul's got a question he wants to ask you, Big Dog.
Yo, Big Dog, I saw you posting a tweet that girl who you guys had won the case against in court, the rape girl, yeah. I saw you, she was trying to take you guys to court, even though you guys had eventually, you know, the courts found you not guilty and that she must pay damages. I saw you, she tried to take you guys to court. You tweeted about that and she flopped. The court said it's nonsense. What's happening?
Okay, firstly, the court didn't say not guilty. Basically, the NPA threw the case out twice.
Oh.
Because there's no case. You can't try anything based on lies, basically. So the NPA threw it out twice. And then she decided to take us to court. Initially, she was suing for R500,000.
Cool.
And I think also she wanted a restraint against us, not to talk or tweet about her or something. We are impinging on her dignity. I'm trying to remember the words and whatever.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, you can't accuse people of bullshit. And then when we call you out on your bullshit, say we're impinging on your dignity. So whether your bullshit did impinge on our dignity. You know, I mean, if I'm going to falsely accuse you of something, and then you say to me, I'm a lying bastard, and then you turn around and I turn around and say, how dare you call me a lying bastard? How does that make sense?
But Big Dog, what do you think about this Tava Besta thing, man?
What about it? Which part? There's a year of it.
Just a brief, like from someone who's been in the game for so long, you've interviewed and spoken to so many people, you've seen so many scandals, spoken about them. Like this one, what do you think about it?
Honestly, I think, you know what? Just like our case, Litemba and this idiot girl, unfortunately, the truth can only come out in court. We can all have our opinions about it. We can all have conspiracy theories. We can come up with conspiracy theories about, but one moment he looks black, one moment he looks colored, the other he looks Indian. We can come up with a million conspiracies about it. But in court, I think that's where the washing, the colors will separate from the white.
That makes
and
sense.
And the brown. You know, so that's what I think. I mean, like I said, I mean, I could give you a million different conspiracy theories, but I think in court we'll hear a lot, and I'm keen to find out the doctor's side of the story, as it were, in inverted commas, because for some reason people are treating her as some victim, and maybe she is, maybe she isn't. We'll never know.
Possible.
You know, like I said, it's only in court, and maybe upon cross examination. That everything will come out, I believe.
Awesome, man. How's the podcasting
until
game?
Until then, we can speculate all we want, dude. We will speculate until we're blue in the face.
How's the podcasting game? I see you on fire there. You got Mini Tamini, dog.
My man, I got to Mini before you, my dog. My man, who else are you trying to get? Let me go get them.
We're trying to get Tava Besta.
Listen here. Hold my beer. I will get Tava.
But how are you finding it, Big Dog?
Let me tell you something. It's a lot of work. I think respect to you especially that you built. Dude, you are building when no one was listening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in any industry, the early adapters, the guys that do or die, the guys that say, yes, I only have 10 subscribers, but I want to put on a show for my 10 subscribers. In any industry, guys with that kind of attitude go far. That's probably why you've come this far. Because even when you had 10 subscribers, you didn't give up and say, fuck, we're wasting time. You know what I mean? And I think we can all learn a lesson from you. Whether you love or hate Mac G, there's a lesson to be learned here. That if you believe in your shit and you believe you're the person you think you are and you hang in there and you keep pushing, something will fucking happen.
Wow, man. Beautiful, shout out to you, man. And it's so...
Carry on.
It's your show.
No, I always preach this, that the law of incremental gains is never wrong. Do the same thing every day, every week, every month. Eventually, something happens.
Sure. It's wild, man. It's wild.
Yeah, you were saying.
I forgot, Chief. Hey, you mesmerized me. That was powerful.
My man, I'm flattered that I still make you nervous.
Big shout out to you, man. Thank you so much, Big Dog.
Hey,
cheers, man.
Peace, man.
Oh, shit, you wanted to say something. Let's go back to... Oh, did he drop? Yeah, he's calling back. Yes, Big Dog, you were saying? Wait, hold on. Let me put you on the roadcaster. Hold on. Give me a second. I just need to change.
That's what's called the Khabula.
Did you hear that? Yeah, you're on the roadcaster, yeah? Big Dog.
Were you taking a sip?
Yeah, that was so...
Hey, nigga, sip it, I'm going to use it.
You were rocking your Musa Kaula there, taking a seat.
And break. You were saying, Big Dog?
No. In fact, so about this case, so basically it was thrown out because, again, there's no case. But on top of that, we won with court. So if she's fucking listening, we want our money. Thank you.
All right, we want our share as well.
Yo, and think you paid, innit?
She's still owes Temba. She still owes Temba, I think, 200 grand.
Who else paid?
Everyone else has paid. I think one of those feminazi groups paid for them. So my lawyers are sorted. Now Temba's lawyers must be paid.
Ah, beautiful.
All right.
So not done. Like, you know, they said sue us all. Well, we'll do it one by one.
Yeah, I'm going to give us Susan.
Give us Susie.
I'm a Big Dog wrong, man. Hey. Sharp Big Dog.
He's fresh.
All right, we are here, man. We're coming at you from David Mashavela Studios, email podcast. So this is Mashavela.
Who's this? Who's that?
Zozo walks in.
Oh, hey, Zozo! Zozo! That's David Mashavela's niece. She's the one responsible of making sure we're saying we're coming from David Mashavela Studios, email podcast at davidmashavela.co.za, right? Yeah, she's the one. Yeah. If she's not here, It's hell. I swear to God. So as soon as she walked in, Meg was like, "Oh, hey, we're recording." Oh, fuck! Now I remember. We're recording at David Mashavela Studios.
Hey, man, we are here podcast and chill, boom.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Bungo yi, even when they ask you, how sabi yini? Do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill